WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week six of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We're going to hear from the head coach, Darren Ward, about the last two games, both of them wins, one of them extremely narrow. That was last Friday, 21-20 against Linton Stockton. Question is, what does that do, and the week prior do, for Boonville football going into a rivalry game against Mount Vernon on the road this upcoming Friday? We're going to ask Darren Ward that very question. Also, Tyler Klainer, the junior tight end and defensive end, he was wreaking havoc on defense. Three tackles for loss, five total tackles, a fumble caused. He had a couple of receptions on offense and made way for the steamrolling rushing attack for Boonville by way of blocking. Tyler Klainer will join us as well. All that and more on week six of the Boonville Football Show, all brought to you by our prize sponsors, TF Ice Cream, Pizza Chef, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, hear from Darren Ward breaking down the 21-20 win against Linton Stockton from last week right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
It's week six of the Boonville Football Show, the second win of the year for the Pioneers last Friday against Linton Stockton, 21-20. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you here to talk about that 21-20 win. The head coach, Darren Ward. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
All right, thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Two in a row. How does it feel?
It feels great. Anytime you get wins on Friday nights, it's a good feeling, especially against a good Linton Stockton team that's, we have a lot of respect for, and we've had some battles with them ever since they've kind of come on our schedule 5 or 6 years ago. So good victory for the Pioneers the other night, and hopefully we build on this momentum of 1-2 in a row and take it into the next upcoming weeks.
It's not extremely common at this level. I feel like in high school football, you're either the better team or you're not. And sometimes you'll see some really, really not extremely competitive games. There'll be blowouts one way or another. And not to say running clock, but this one really came down to the end. What was it like competing in a game that was such a four-quarter, wire-to-wire battle?
Well, I think it encompassed a lot of the things that we talk about when we're trying to be successful as a football team with, you know, all three phases. And number one, you know, we had a second week here in a row where we didn't turn the football over. And then we created, our defense created three turnovers. And two of the turnovers, the two fumble recoveries we had throughout the game, we took those recoveries and turned those into offensive points with successful offensive drives. And that's what you want to see. I thought we played well with our special teams. You know, late in the game, we had to punt the football with about 15, 20 seconds to go and got a really good punt and got really good coverage down the field and tackled them, I think, inside the 10. And then defensively, like I said, you know, creating turnovers and getting stops in the second half. So it's really one of those things I think you start off with, just two evenly kind of paired football teams. Both teams kind of executing in most areas, but you know, when it's all said and done, it's the little things that we talk about as coaches, you know, protecting the football and having good ball security and great turnovers with your defense that a lot of times ends up being the difference on whether you win or lose.
We're going to talk to Tyler Klainer in a moment, and certainly a big part of this win on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, especially defense, three tackles for loss, five total tackles, and he caused one of those fumbles as well. So before we hear from him, I'd like to hear from you, Tyler Klainer, his impact not only on this game but on this team. What does he mean to Boonville football?
You know, Tyler's a really good athlete for us that started playing a little bit of football for us as a freshman and a starter last year on the offensive side of the ball and played a little bit defensively. But multi-sport athlete here at Boonville High School. Got a lot of range, 6'4", 6'5", kid, and long and lanky. And you know, we run up a lot of our offense through him, but he's a disruptive player on defense and creates opportunities for us. And, you know, besides tackles for losses and sacks, he typically probably averages one or two batted down balls a game and stuff. So brings a lot of energy to both sides of the football for us. And you know, every Friday night we're excited he's on our team versus somebody we've got to go play against.
You know, Coach, to focus on the offensive side of the football, and in this game you can probably call it, by way of the offense, the Nolan McKinney game, going for more than 100 yards as a sophomore. There have been times, of course, where Tyler Reinhardt is more of the feature back and more of the feature weapon in the offense and certainly leading the team in receptions. He was a big part of it, but McKinney receiving for nearly 40 yards, he's the leading receiver, and then running for more than 100 yards. What did he do well to put up those numbers and, of course, help this team win this football game?
I think, number one, he plays through the whistle offense. So his first touchdown run was a 41-yard touchdown run where he broke some tackles, got on the sideline. I think Linton kind of thought they were knocking him out of bounds, and he kept good balance and spun and stayed in and skirted on down the sideline. But, you know, he's one of our guys, too, and you mentioned kind of Tyler Reinhardt and Tyler Klainer and Grant Davis. He's one of those guys that's a threat to score anytime he touches it. He's a dynamic player that versatile. He can go catch the football like he did the other night. A big first down on our first scoring drive, I think at a 25, 30-yard touchdown, or excuse me, just reception on third and long that kept our drive going and got us down in the red zone and stuff. But, you know, he's just a dynamic kid that plays also on defense for us. And, he's, you know, he's one of several weapons that we have that we have a lot of confidence in.
Boonville head coach Darren Ward here on WREF, week six of the Pioneer Football Show after a 21-20 week five win against Linton Stockton. We're going to hear from Tyler Klainer on the other side of this break right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600. 897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on week 6 of the Boonville Football Show, the Pioneers with a narrow 21-20 win over Linton Stockton last Friday, their second win of the year. Here to talk about it, the junior tight end and defensive end, Tyler Klanner. Hey, Tyler, how we doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Really appreciate the time. Let's talk about this game. What did you do right in your 111th? Had a couple of catches in there and, of course, caused a fumble. So what did you do right to lead to that success and eventually help to this win?
I think I and our offensive line did a really good job of blocking this game and finishing blocks and blocking through the whistle. And then defensively, we did a good job flocking through the ball and getting those fumbles recoveries.
Yeah, the ground attack was certainly strong, and you guys had some really strong performers in there. Nolan McKinney, the sophomore, going for more than 100 yards, and Grant Davis taking the ball 12 times for more than 70 yards himself. So you mentioned the running game was really strong, and you guys, the offensive line, and then, of course, you as the tight end, did a good job in blocking. Is that something that you knew going in you guys would be able to exploit, or is that something that you really had to win at the line of scrimmage, or was that an expectation?
It's really just an expectation. We should be doing this every game, and that's what the coaches expect of us.
Again, we have Tyler Klanner, the junior tight end, defensive end here on WREF for Boonville football after the team's second win of the year. What does this win do for this team? Of course, by record, it is a huge bump up for this team, and it's a big deal. But internally, in the locker room, how does this win affect you guys?
It helps us get back on the winning track and to give us a better record and so we have a better, gives us more energy to come out and hopefully have a better season and turn our season around and get more wins.
Sure. Now, I was talking about the offense earlier. Let's focus on the defense now. Didn't give up a single point in the first or third quarters, gave up the 14 in the second, but especially early on, what was clicking on defense to help you guys pin back Linton Stockton and allow you guys to get the early advantage?
Just playing with energy, playing together, blocking to the ball, stuff like that.
Again, Boonville getting their second win of the year, a 21-20 narrow victory over Linton Stockton last week. That makes it two in a row when you factor in the win on the 13th against North Knox. And now things are looking up. You're looking towards Mount Vernon on Friday. What's it going to take to make it three in a row against Mount Vernon?
Just executing our plays, listening to what the coaches say, and making a good game plan. And executing, that's really it.
All right, here on week 6 of the Boonville Football Show, the tight end and defensive end, Tyler Klanner on WREF. Hey, Tyler, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the two wins. Good luck on Friday. Looking forward to seeing what you guys have in store.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. We're back in a moment. Darren Ward taking the reins on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, the Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 82-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on week 6 of the Boonville Football Show with the head coach Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach. So all roads lead to Mount Vernon on the road trying to make it 3 consecutive wins. What's it going to take to do so?
I think just consistency in our play that we've shown over the last few weeks, protecting the ball offensively, swarming through the football defensively, and tackling and getting guys on the ground, and then special teams trying to exploit teams with some of our athleticism, and then just being sound. You know, the other thing kind of leading into all this, you know, we've been 8-for-8 the last two games on extra points. And, you know, last week that kind of shows, you know, against Linton, you know, extra point or a two-point conversion or something like that then goes your way sometimes can get you beat. And then we've been really sound in our punt and kickoff coverage team. So we want to keep that going. But I think more than anything, it shows our guys that, you know, the work that they've been putting in practice and stuff, they're starting to get positive results on Friday night. So we're going to keep working hard this week and be ready to go play at Mount Vernon on Friday night.
When you turn on the Mount Vernon tape, what sticks out? What are you trying to communicate to your guys of, hey, look out for this?
I think from, their offensive perspective, their spread team that has some interesting players. I mean, their quarterback, another Snodgrass kid. I think there's been a Snodgrass at quarterback over the years, a generational type guys that they're always kind of coming through. But, they function really well offensively. They throw the ball around. A good quick throw game. They'll take shots down the field, sprinkle in a little bit of run game. Defensively, I think, you know, like a lot of teams, they like to try to cause some havoc and disrupt your offense.
In that losing the first three games of the year and then coming back and winning two in a row. How different is this team now than they were, say, 3-4 weeks ago?
I think sometimes you get smacked in the face a little bit to kind of open your eyes up on maybe our effort and stuff sometimes in practice. I mean, we can talk about it all we want as coaches and stuff, but I think sometimes it's just got to happen. We've battled through some injuries in some areas and some sicknesses and stuff. And I think, figuring some things out the first 3 weeks against some good football teams. I mean, Paoli's an undefeated team right now. Shields is a 4-1 team, and Southridge is 3-2. I mean, all those teams are, two of those teams are ranked. Southridge is knocking on the door of honorable mention. So we play good teams, and we like how our schedule is to kind of prepare us for the middle part of our season as we kind of get back into our conference play. But, sometimes you got to kind of take it on the chin a little bit to kind of open up your eyes as players and even as a coaching staff.
Oh, you said it right there, going back into conference play. This will just be the second conference opponent you play all year. How different is it, just the game day atmosphere and the week leading up to a game against a conference opponent rather than a non-conference opponent?
I mean, number one, we only get one of these a week at that varsity level. So, I mean, sure, all these games are important and stuff. But, we're familiar with Mount Vernon. Our kids are familiar. They've played each other since middle school. So, they know each other really well and stuff. We got a lot of respect for Mount Vernon stuff. And it's kind of an old Big Eight battle game, if you want to talk of it that way, for us and Mount Vernon. So there's a little history there, probably more for the coaches and the old school fans than it is for the young guys or the players on your team. But, we want to compete for conference championships, so these games have a little bit more extra to them and stuff, and we know we've got to come out and play well on Friday night and just focus on this game. But we're getting in that stretch there where we get back into conference play as we make a run towards the end of the season here.
Head coach Darren Ward of Boonville football, winners of their last two, trying to make it three in a row on Friday against Mount Vernon. Hey, coach, really, really appreciate the time, and congratulations on last week, the week prior, and good luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you very much.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to week six of the Boonville football show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref. Always the right call.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank. Award World Trophies owned by Evansville Estate Emporium. This show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.